Thank you and a pleasant good morning to each one who has tuned in to the Seeds of Truth, brought to you by the Rivermont Church of Christ. How good it is to have you in our audience. As all that I ask of each one is to please listen with a view to eternity. Please examine the things that are said. Look up the thoughts in your Bible. Be sure that what we are saying is indeed founded upon the Word of God. Because one day, we shall all be called to give an account of the things that we believe and the things we practice. But now to our lesson for the morning. Your speaker is Robert Swain. Preachers have an important place to fill with respect to lost souls. God saw fit to use them in making His gospel known, which is the power of God to save men. So Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:21, "For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." And so it is God's plan to save men by preaching. This plan may seem foolish, so it's called the foolishness of preaching. But it's God's plan. Remember, however, that it is the foolishness of preaching that God chose and not the preaching of foolishness. We might conclude that some have misunderstood God's plan and have used the preaching of foolishness instead of the foolishness of preaching. But in order for God's plan to be carried out, preaching must be done, and preaching is done by preachers. So preachers have an important place to fill. In harmony with this plea, Paul said in Romans 10:14, "How shall they call on him who they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher?" In view of such statements, we should not minimize the work of the gospel preacher. However, we must not lose sight of the fact that preachers are required to preach the gospel. And since the gospel is God's power to save men, the gospel must be preached by the preacher. If he preaches something else, he's going contrary to the will of God, and what he preaches will not result in the salvation of the hearers. In fact, God pronounces condemnation on the preacher who preaches that which is contrary to divine truth revealed through the apostles. In Galatians 1:8, we read this statement from the pen of the Apostle Paul, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." Now this places a great responsibility upon a preacher and condemns him if he preaches the theories and doctrines or catechisms or creed books or a so-called Second Testament, and these are all of men, instead of the gospel of Christ as delivered by the apostles. Preachers are looked upon as leaders of men, and that they should be. As preachers are spiritual leaders of men, they are expected to know more about the Bible than any other class of men. This is but a natural thing to expect, for preachers should study the Bible that they may be qualified to preach the gospel to others. When you have some question that troubles your soul, something about the Bible that you wish to know, you often turn to the preacher for help, don't you? And if it's something found in the Bible, he should be willing to give his assistance. Or if it's not found in the Bible, he should be able to tell you so. This is the reason I've selected the title for this lesson, Ask Your Preacher. I have some questions that I want to present to you that you may present them to your preacher to find just what the Bible says. These questions, which I shall present, are important questions. They are questions that you have often thought about, and your preacher should be willing to help you find an answer for them. Take your pencil and write them down as we go along. Are you ready? Here's the first. Ask your preacher where you can find the name of your church in the Bible. I don't know the name of the church to